You're listening to The Positive Professional with me, Tracy Yvonne. This is episode 10 of the 10-week series on how to deal with self-isolation during the coronavirus crisis. Hopefully, these episodes with tips have led you to a more mindful way of being. To conclude this series, I'm going to talk about what it means to be reflective. Do you look back on moments of your life and reflect from time to time? Do you consider what was said to you by other people? Do you think about what they might have meant, or what they were feeling or thinking at the time that whatever transpired between you took place? Do you ever think about how your actions toward others may have been taken, or how a situation might have played out differently had you had been more truthful, or the opposite, maybe less blunt? Reflection is important if we wish to sustain long-term relationships and grow in understanding and wisdom. If you aren't much for introspective thoughts, yet spend a lot of time scratching your head in hindsight over failed relationships or miscommunication, then you might increase your awareness by engaging in reflection from time to time. So how to be reflective in the name of creating closeness and connection in your relationships? We'll get back to this after this very important announcement. The Positive Professional podcast has been added to iHeartRadio. You can listen to iHeartRadio on any Android, iOS device, and on iHeartRadio.com. Okay, so let's get into how to create some closeness and connection in your relationships. One way is to slow down in how you respond to others. Instead of reacting, take a step back and observe. Take time to soak in what someone may be trying to convey to you. Keep a journal. One way to grow in connection with others is to write down the nuances of how you relate. Did a misunderstanding happen that left you confused or let down in some way? What else can you do or say to foster that connection? Think about exploring the possibilities. Maybe write down what you want to say. Remember, a talk with a friend is never really finished. You can pick up where you left off and take a turn down an unexpected conversational path. Journaling how you feel can help you choose the right words when it's time to connect face to face. So try journaling for a couple of months, and then go back and page through your old entries. See how your feelings and ideas have changed, and think and review your relationships. So I'm going to leave you with a tip. The point of reflecting is that we can learn to become more mindful in our communication with others once we get into the practice of reflecting. Reflection permits us to slow down, take in more, and grow in empathy towards other people. So this is especially important if you're looking to reduce misunderstandings, cut out unnecessary over-communication, say what you mean, and overall have a more enjoyable and satisfying relationships. Stay safe and be well.